Hey everyone, it's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. Indeed it is. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. I've often struggled with the need to feel I'm busy at all times. I either find things to keep me occupied or I feel guilty when I'm not doing. I thought I could, with you all, get a little perspective on being busy versus being productive. The primary definition of busy is actively and attentively engaged in work or a pastime. Well, that doesn't sound like a bad thing. Yeah, it's desirable to be actively engaged in what we're doing, focused on it, and involved. That's a good busy, and I totally recommend that. But we also see a definition to be full of or characterized by activity. Now, this can be good or bad. It can be that focused attention we're talking about, or it can be simply being active at all times. It is doing, whether or not we're really feeling rightly motivated to do it, or whether it's even getting us anywhere. It's the proverbial spinning our wheels. I think we can presume sometimes that what is wrong is that we are really, really trying and somehow that just isn't getting us anywhere. We blame the world and ourselves, partly because we're just so tired that it's making us cranky. So let's try to get a handle on what true activity is. Is it doing a lot of stuff, filling time, justifying our days? Or is it movements and thoughts and ideas and behavior motivated by what is most right for us, what we can truly say matters and has meaning, what contributes to our moments and days, not necessarily in accomplishing stuff, but in gaining the qualities we so want to have, gaining understanding and peace and joy and freedom, contentment and clarity, gaining those things and also utilizing them. So one quality we may want to have is a sense of order and control. So that may find us truly wanting to hustle around taking care of details so that we can find that true sense of peace. Nothing wrong with that if it truly feels like it's productive for us, not just in outward business, but and busyness, but in inner contentment, a sense of doing what just absolutely needed to be done and what we could do without forcing things or pushing or overdoing. Here's an example of busyness versus being about the right business or God's business, as Jesus was always doing. This is from Luke, the story of Mary and Martha. This is the New International Translation. Says, it's Luke 10. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." So Mary kind of gets the glory here in terms of her choice, but let's take a look at Martha as well. Martha is doing the right thing humanly. Her motive was to make sure that this esteemed guest, Jesus, was fully cared for. She was hustling and bustling. I'm sure Jesus appreciated the care, but I don't think he really needed for her to fuss that much either. He was there to teach, and so probably he was satisfied in doing that. It was his business, his father's business, and so he was occupied with this. He was busy with this in a good busy kind of way, one that was productive and therefore made him feel content. He was giving of God and for God. And so Martha's extra care wasn't probably really on his mind. It isn't that Jesus didn't care about Martha. He did. But Martha, in her human goodness, was also caught up in human ego and then resentment and in seeking Jesus' approval of her own work and wanting an admonition sort of toward her sister. I'm sure I'd be feeling a bit snarky too if I was doing a lot and my sister was just sitting there. But what served Jesus best was not fussing. It was receptivity to his teaching. And what served Mary best was receiving this word. Her occupation at that moment was to gain the words that would heal and save and open her up to things that were vital and powerful and heavenly. She wasn't being lazy. She was discerning what was really important. Martha kind of missed that. But I have to commend her for speaking out. She didn't get what was going on, and she too wanted to know what the deal was. And she got her answer. I'd like to think that Martha paused in that moment and put aside her work for the household and joined her sister at Jesus' feet. She just got a personal lesson. While she may have initially felt rebuked, I suspect that Jesus' way of reaching a soul in need like he did brought a healing spirit to her as well. The burden of busyness over the years, that responsibility to people and houses, maybe just fell away, at least for a moment, hopefully for more. And she, Martha, was able to rest. Rest and yet not be lazy. Rest and receive. So let's take a note from this story. Be actively engaged in the things that matter. Don't shirk the duties that are essential for work or for life. You'll feel better for doing those things. But also remember that being busy doesn't prove or accomplish anything if it doesn't come from a place of legitimacy, of a real essential need or desire, a purpose and intention that is right for us in this moment, and that also may be progressive in general and for others. I read a story recently, and I wish I could remember where, about a man who was part of a group of individuals who were putting out a fire. I think this was maybe a little years ago. Everyone ran to and fro, and they were filling buckets and sloshing water along to get that fire put out. Now, this one individual very methodically and yet without rushing did the work in a way that was systematic, and his efforts were much more effective than anyone else's. He wasn't rushing about in panic. He was acting with a sense of guided control. And that wasn't doing more bucket sloshing. It was doing more that was actually helpful, unwasteful, and also felt right and natural to him. And it was good for one and all. We all know there are times when we've slowed down ourselves and breathed, and in one moment of this quietness did more for us than all the work we attempted to do in a day. Cramming and stuff because busy makes us look good or feel good about ourselves. Be busy about God's business. Be occupied with what feels right, what leads us to a feeling of peace, what comes from a sense of controlled rightness, not random running about. Making the choice to be still when the time is right for us can make those necessarily busy times much more focused and productive and unburdened as well. It all works together. I love that bumper sticker, "Jesus is coming, look busy." It really does tickle me, but I think Martha may have written that one before Jesus gave her the better news. I think Jesus would probably roll his eyes and say, "Could everybody just chill and listen?" Okay, that's probably my cue to get out of here before I get more irreverent. But have a great week, everybody. I hope some of that was helpful. If you want to dig deeper into these ideas and get a better sense of busy versus productive, feel free to email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd totally love to answer questions or discuss things further on this or other topics. I'll see you next week.